For the beginning, the 100 names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Somehow it is always so wonderful and nice. I will first chant with you, first chant alone the first line, and then we chant it all together. Yes?
Jagannatha Suta Mahaprabhu Vishvambara Mayapura Shashinavadvipasudakara Jagannatha Suta Mahaprabhu Vishvambara Mayapura Shashinavadvipasudakara Shachi Suta Gaurari Nimai Sundara Kalavava Kantiya Tadita Natava Namananda Chapal Bala Mahatya Itakinduno Rakta Vidyati Udupa Chora Dvajera Moana Taitika Savasya Gramya Balika Kridana Lakshmi Pratibhauradata Udada Balaka Shisha Chirapati Putra Shoka Nibaraka Lakshmi Pati Purvadesha Sarvaklesha Ara Digvijayi Darpari Vishnu Priyeshwara Arya Dharma Pala Pitri Gaya Pindadata Puri Shishya Madhvacharya Sampradaya Pata Krishna Namo Nana Yuga Dharma Pravataka Advaita Vandavashini Vasa Grihadana Nityananda Pranagara Dare Rivana Antadvipa Shashadara Simanta Vijay Kodruma Vihari Madhyadvipa Lilashaya Koladvipa Patiritu Dvipa Maheshwara Janu Mota Druma Rudra Dvipera Ishvara Navakanda Ranganata Jana Vijivana Jagai Madaya Didu Vritta Tarana Nagara Kirtana Singha Kachi Udadana Sudanama Pracharaka Bhakta Tiharana Narayani Kripa Sindhu Jivera Niyanta Arama Baduya Dandi Bhakta Dosha Anta Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chanda Bharati Tawaravana Paribrachi Shiromani Utkala Pavana Ambulinga Bhuvanesha Kapotesha Pati Niragu Baladashan Suna Sukiyati Nirandi Sanyasi Sarva Bhoma Kripa Moyo Swananda Shvaranandi Sarva Sukashaya Purata Sundara Vasudeva Tranakata Ramananda Sakabata Kula Kleshahata Bodha Jain Mayavadi Kutaka Kandana Dakshina Bhavana Bhakti Granta Udarana Alala Dashana Nandi Ratha Granataka Gajavati Trana Devananda Udaraka Kuliya Prakasha Nimja Paruya Ratana Rupa Sanatana Bandhu Sarva Jiva Prana Vrindavana Nandamuti Balavatra Sangni Yavana Udari Vata Balavera Rangi Kashivasi Sanyasi Udari Prema Data Makatai Vairagi Dandi Achandala Trata Bhaktera Gauravakari Bhakta Pranadana Hari Rasa Raghunata Sarupa Jivamna Kotruma Pati Kriurasi Nitai Jivana Vrindavana Nandavana Nintadana Gadadhara Prana Siva Sasara Sarana
Krishna Vakta Manasasura Kali Yuga Pavan Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Jaya Gaura Nitai 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 Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So today we will hear some words of encouragement. I will tell you the most amazing story you will have ever heard in your life. The story how a thief became a bhakta. Srila Prabhupada says about this story, there is a story in the Bhakta Mark Granta that one pandit was reciting Bhagavata and he was describing Shyama Sundara. Mother Yashoda was decorating with all jewels very nicely to go with his cowherd boyfriends with the calves and cows, Shyama Sundara. And in the forest of Vrindavan, so one thief was also hearing that Srimad Bhagavatam. So he thought it wise, why not go to Vrindavan and get all these ornaments from these boys? Prabhupada laughs. They are all boys, so either I can kill them or somehow or other cheat them. Get these ornaments. So that's a long story. Today I want to tell you the story long. It is a story about eagerness to find Krishna in our lives. Prabhupada has hinted at this Bhakta Mark Granta, and here is the full story from this work. You must know that Govardhan was a dacoit, a gunda man. His father, when he was young, had asked him to give one promise. Never, Govardhan, my son, listen to Harikatha. Who said Govardhan, like all boys? What is this Harikatha? Why should I not listen to Harikatha? His father was angry like a Belkane father. Are you my son or not? This meant end of the discussion. I think we all can understand why he didn't want his son to hear to Harikatha, because he was fearing maybe my son will become a svetats, a saintly person, and stop thieving. Maybe. So, this family was an extraordinary family of dacoits. The father worked in the day, and Govardhan was always having the night shifts. If you would be in Delhi or near Delhi in that time, around the 16th century, you would have maybe met Govardhan. He would have jumped with a dagger out of a bush and say, "Give me all your money." Or, and he would take his dagger to the throat. Your breathing would be influenced. Now, one evening, it so happened that Govardhan was working in a forest. And in that forest, he saw a little light, maybe like this. And as he came nearer, he saw a pandit sitting there with the Bhagavatam before him and reading the Srimad Bhagavatam. In India, there's a practice that for 7 days, the Bhagavatam is read in a village or a town, and for 7 days, people come to such a Bhagavat Saptaha, it's called. He said, whoa, this is what my father forbid me. I'm a very dharmic son. I follow my father's order. And he immediately closed his ears and wanted to pass the satsang. But as you know, Krishna has his ways to get a conditioned soul. Just when he was in hearing distance of the satsang, he stepped on a thorn. Govardhan, and immediately his hands, which were at the ears, went to his toe. And for this one fraction of a minute, he heard one sentence from the Krishna Katha. This sentence was really not about Krishna. The sentence said, real demigods do not throw any shadow. They have no shadows. Like you and me have shadows, but demigods, when they walk, sun is shining through them. There is no shadow. And immediately closed his ears began working in another distance, part of the forest. As he was working, all of a sudden, 10 people surrounded him, and they had the vibration which he also had, the vibration of dacoits. "Come with us immediately. No further question." Oh, he knows now I'm in trouble. The dacoit who had been captured and killed by other dacoits. And he went with the 10 men into a distant corner of the forest where they had a deity of goddess Durga, and everything was blood-stenched. They said, "Bow down to the goddess." And while they were saying this, they saw, and the Govardhan saw how one of them took a huge sword behind him. And he knew, as soon as he would bow down, his neck would be exposed, and one of the dacoits would sacrifice him. He said, "Oh no, what to do?" At this moment, he looked at the deity And he saw there was a shadow. And he remembered. Oh, wait, Radhe, Hare Krishna. He remembered. Demigods don't have a shadow. Maybe it's not such a dangerous situation. And when I have heard this evening in this Bhagavad Katha, Hari Katha, the demigods don't have a shadow. And this thought gave him new courage. I will try my best to escape. If it's a real demigod, I can't escape. So he said, before I bow down, I just had an idea. My life is useless. I have often thought how to take my life, and today I have the idea. Please use me as a human sacrifice for your goddess Durga. Oh, said the decoys, this is just what we were thinking about. Very good, you voluntarily do this. Yes, said Govardhan, but let me first take a bath in the river to be pure. Let me bathe myself. Oh, no need. We can do it in a muchi way. This is more a muchi type of sacrifice, not so sattvic. No, the benefit is greater for you and for me if I'm clean. They looked at them, but he looked so serious. I'm so useless. Let my life be used for something useful, a human sacrifice, please. And he cried. They said, all right, right. And with one man, he went to the river. When he came to the river, he took all his strength together. He ran into the river, jumped into the river, and swam like a wild man, and escaped. After about 1 hour of intense running, he began to calm himself and said, oh, after all, it was not so bad to listen to Hari Katha. Maybe tomorrow I listen some more. I have escaped. So he went to bed. The evening he said, well, let me go to this pandit and let me see what will happen. So he went to the pandit in the evening, and just very much at the end, he said, like maybe some Mukundaji is sitting very much at the end, in a very distant way, so that he can be a little bit alone also, and think his own thoughts. It's not so intense to be in the group. I have noticed Mukundaji. So he said, at the very end of the katha, that day the pandit explained, there is a village. It is called Vrindavan. And there is a boy. He has appeared from the spiritual kingdom. At that time, Govardhan was still a little, like Mukunda was in 2 minutes ago, a little bit in his own world. This boy is having different names. He's known as Krishna, but more specific, the people of Vrindavan know this boy of Shyama Sunda. And he's decorated with a golden crown. Golden crown? Let me listen more carefully, said Govardhan. And he's playing, and he has a golden flute. A golden flute? Ooh, very rich. And he is decorated with ankle bells. Then he was continuing talking about Krishna's pastimes, and Govardhan fell asleep. He killed many demons. Govardhan slept still. But when he walks, he dances. So, after some time, Govardhan woke up. Everyone had gone already. But he had one idea. This boy has a golden crown. I must find him. The next evening he came again, and he heard more about Krishna. And in his mind he thought, every day I'm stealing a little bit here, a little bit there, some rupees here, some rupees there. But if I can steal this golden crown, all my financial worries are taken care of for the rest of my life. I will sell it on the black market, and I can live very happily. So that evening he wanted to go to the pandit and asked him what was the address of the boy. But there were so many people around the pandit asking questions that he said, I better come tomorrow. So when he came the next night, the pandit was still alone and Govardhan came. Can I speak to you? Pandit was just making his book ready and he looked and he said, this is a dacoit. What do you want? I have only my Bhagavatam. Please don't kill me. No, no, no. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Said Govardhan. Don't make any mischief, said the pandit. I have two more days to finish my Bhagavat katha. If you want, you take some donations from the donation box. It's all right, it's all right. Don't be so afraid, said Govardhan. I just need an address. Yes, said the pandit. Whose address you wish? That boy with the crown. No, he's in Vrindavan. Vrindavan near? Mathura, of course. Thank you very much. Will there anything more this evening? Any more discussion about ornaments, maybe, of the boy? Yes, said the pandit. You sit here, you hear some more. And that evening, there was a discussion about the rasa dance of Lord Krishna. And Govardhan heard very intently about Krishna and how he even expands himself in many forms. Wow, there are many crowns. Very good, said Govardhan. At the end, everyone rose and came forward and gave a donation. Govardhan was standing there. I'm not giving you a donation. Everyone gave a donation. And Govardhan thought, why do I not give a donation? Because it's maybe an auspicious beginning for my greatest coup in my life. You know what is a coup? Coup? How do we say coup? No, this is cup. Coup is more the greatest plan to steal something. If I make a coup, we don't have, this is for my greatest theft. This is an auspicious beginning for my greatest theft. And he also gave a donation. So by this, he had done some agyata sukriti. He had done some Vaishnav seva. Govardhan had also been tricked into devotional service, which is Shravanam. On the way back to his robber's hut, he also did Kirtanam. He always, in the beginning he thought, so if I don't steal from this boy, I will go to this pandit and steal all his money. I get my money back. And he threw it, pang, to the other coins. Then, when he was going back, He said, I must keep in my mind the address and the name. Vrindavan Shyam Sundar. 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 You know, like when we were little young and our mother told us, buy bread and butter, we would talk the whole day, the whole way to the shop, bread, butter, to not forget it, because one has so many other ideas in his head. Vrindavan Shyam Sundar, Vrindavan Shyam Sundar, Vrindavan Shyam Sundar. He fell asleep with the words Vrindavan Shyam Sundar. After 1 hour, his sister was waking him. Brother, you talk in your sleep some strange words. No, it's good, said Govardhan. I'm planning my greatest theft. Vrindavan Shyam Sundar, Vrindavan Shyam Sundar. When he woke up in the morning, he only remembered Vrindavan. He had forgotten Shyam Sundar. Oh, this is very bad, he thought. How will I steal without knowing the boy's name? He was an ordinary man, like us. So when he went back in the evening to the place where the lectures had taken place, no one was there. He went to the nearest village and he said, where is this Harikatha? Oh, said the village boys, it was for 7 days. It was finished yesterday. The Pandit has already gone back. Oh, gone back? Do you know his address? I need to know a very important name from him. Well, his address is in Rajasthan. So they gave him an address and he traveled for 4 days to meet this Pandit again. When the Pandit saw Govardhan finally after 4 days knocking on his door, he didn't know if he should try to escape through the window or open. But he decided, maybe there's something special about this person. And he opened the door. You are back again? Yes, said Govardhan. I forgot the name. Whose name, please? The name of the boy with the crown and the gold ornaments and the flute. Oh, said the Pandit. I think he wants to steal something of Krishna. But in the Shastras it is said, if you are full with material desires, or you have no material desires, or you want liberation from the existence, worship Krishna. So I will tell him. Krishna will have to take care of him. His name is Shyama Sundar. Shyama Sundar? Why so long? Can't we call him Shyam? No, said the Pandit. Shyam is not good enough. All the boys in Vrindavan are called Shyam. You know, when you were in Vrindavan, you must have seen they called Shyam, come here, Shyam, come here. And Gopal. Gopal is also another name the boys have. And no, you must have the full name. What is your name? Asked the Pandit. My name is Govardhan. Why? Well, listen, what would you do if I would call you Goba? Goba means cow dung. Govardhan was taking his knife. Don't say this again. No one has dared to call me Goba. So we can't say Shyam. We have to say Shyama Sundar. That was my point. The Pandit saw Govardhan. He said, Govardhan, you're thinking something? Said Govardhan, yes, since I'm already here, what are the habits of this boy, please? I don't know if you want to steal someone or kill someone. You observe him for a week or so to know when he goes to the Gostilna, when does he go to the sports club, to catch him somewhere. Oh, his habits? Said the Pandits. every morning he rises, he eats a wonderful meal with all his friends, and then he goes cow herding with his friends. Oh, said Govardhan, that's not so good. You mean he's never alone? Oh, said the Pandit. Well, around 12 o'clock, he tells his cowherd boyfriends that they are very tired. They're not tired because he's so wonderful. He gives life to the whole creation. And, okay, creation, what's that? So all his friends also. But he wants to meet someone very special, and he wants to meet her alone. So he tells his cowherd friends, go to bed. And then he's alone? Yes, for some time, but then... Okay, what was the time? 12 o'clock. And since I'm here, said Govardhan, what are his eating habits? Does he like to eat something special? Yes, said the Pandit, and he became enthusiastic. This man is very interested in Krishna. This is very rare. I wish I would be so interested in Krishna. He was thinking, yes, he is known as Makanshor, means he likes butter with sugar. He even told his mother Yashoda he doesn't want to drink any more milk. He wants that Yashoda prepares from all the milk just butter with sugar and feeds him butter sugar. Makan. Have you eaten in Brinda? You have not eaten? It's very nice butter with mishri. This is sugar. It tastes really good and you become very... Governor, I used to eat like this also very much, this preparation. You know, he can't be so special. Why you always say he's so special? So, butter and mishri. Okay, so what was his name again? Shyama Sundara, and address Vrindavan near Mathura. Correct? Correct, said the Pandit. Vidyanya, that's all I wanted to know, said Govardhan. And he went back home to do some chanting, Shyam Sundara Vrindavan, Shyam Sundara Vrindavan. And while he was chanting Shyam Sundara Vrindavan, he sometimes became very sad in his heart. He never had felt like that. When his sister saw him, he said, brother, you chant too much. This Shyam Sundara Vrindavan. No, it's very good. But you look sometimes so sad and tears come from your eyes. It's a different feeling. It's very, I don't know. I only know my hair on the back, and he had a lot of hair, is sometimes coming up. I have not felt this. It's different from being with a woman, but it's also very good. Shyam Sundara Vrindavan, Shyam Sundara Vrindavan. And the next day, he stole some butter and some mishri and he went to Vrindavan. On the way, he heard some Vaishnava sing a very nice song. We will sing. Will Govardhan, the decoy, meet Krishna? This is the question. What is necessary to meet Krishna? First, Ichha, the desire, sometimes also referred as Lolyam, the intense greed. Then, one's own Cheshta, or endeavor. But what is the most important factor if one wants to meet Krishna? Is one's desire and endeavor enough? The most important factor is anugraha, or Krishna's mercy, which extends to the fallen. So will Govardhan meet Krishna? First, he didn't arrive in Vrindavan. He arrived in Mathura at a certain ghat, Vishram ghat. Immediately when he was just resting after 3 days of traveling, he had not eaten anything. I felt worried. They were weary. Immediately all the brahmanas came, yip, like bees upon an open, not bees, flies on an open wound. And they said, we can see you are very worried in your mind. Most probably you have some sins or so. I know a very good puja to relieve you from all sins. Another brahmana said, I know a very nice thing to do for your ancestors. Govardhan says, stop hassling me! No hassle is involved. It is Brahman Seva. Govardhan became hot-headed. He took out his knife. You stop hassling me, or I will do something to your throat which you will not forget, or you will forget it. Oh, said the brahmanas, we just offered our services. Show me the way to Vrindavan. I need to meet someone. Don't hassle me. Up there. So Govardhan was knowing the way now to Vrindavan. He walked, and while he walked, he chanted, Syama Sundar Vrindavan, Syama Sundar Vrindavan, Syama Sundar Vrindavan. Finally, he arrived in Vrindavan. It was around 11 o'clock. And he saw, in a pasturing ground, a wonderful scene. He saw cowherd boys playing on their flute, surrounding one very special boy, who danced in full abundance. From this boy, all the light of the world seemed to emanate. He was bluish, and his smile was so captivating that it seemed that all of Vrindavan, even the birds, were surrounding focusing on this personality. Govardhan just looked from the distance, closed his eyes. He's so beautiful. And look at his crown. It's just like the Pandit said. And look at his pearls. But wait a minute, what does he do with the pearls? He saw Krishna going to the Yamuna, calling something, and then the swans came. And Krishna took his pearl necklace, just broke it, and fed the pearls to the swans. Remember, this Vrindavan, the swans won't have any digestion problems. They are Vrindavan swans. Mm-hmm. Govardhan wanted to run out and stop Krishna. He wanted the pearl necklace, but something in him told him, no, he's surrounded by so many boys, I have to control my senses here. This is not the time. The Pandit said, after 12 o'clock he is alone. He felt something in him and he said, don't become sentimental, Govardhan. So around 12 o'clock he saw how Krishna was going to all his cowherd boys and said, "You are tired, Madhu Mangal." "No, I'm not," said Madhu Mangal. No, you are tired and you have eaten something and you must sleep now." "If you want," said Madhu Mangal, and went to sleep. Krishna made sure that every one of his cowherd boyfriends would sleep, and then he stealthily wanted to sneak away. But on the way, a peacock came and went, "Ow! Ow! Ow!" But immediately all the boys went wide awake and looked, and Krishna said, "Why? You are also tired, Mr. Peacock." Krishna wanted to go alone to meet the most special of his devotees. He took the head of the peacock on his lap and he patted the peacock. "Sleep, sleep, it's very important to sleep." And finally the peacock slept. Then his boyfriends were there and said, "But you are also tired. Why are we always tired? You jump the most of us." Krishna, "I'm okay, I'm tired." And Krishna laid his lap on Madhu Mangal's, his head on Madhu Mangal's lap, and all the cowherd boys came and sang some nice melody. "But when I fall asleep, you must also sleep, Krishna." "Yes, yes, yes, he will do." Krishna fell asleep and then all the cowherd boys were asleep. And then Krishna got up and he left. When he came near the place where Govardhan was hiding, Govardhan thought, "This is my chance." And he jumped out of the bushes into the way of Krishna. Krishna looked at him and smiled. Just looked at him. "What's your name?" said Krishna. "Govardhan." "What is your name?" "Why?" said Krishna. And then Krishna smiled and he said, "You look like a rock already. Only one thought in the mind, thieving, 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 and a second thought, stealing, 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 like a dumb rock." You know, Govardhan is also a rock, huh? "You're too much," said Govardhan. "How do you know that I want to steal? I'm also a thief. When I was young, I was stealing butter. A little later, I was stealing clothes. And now I'm stealing hearts. Thieves can see thieves." "You are a thief, and I'm a thief." "Oh," said Govardhan. "Your name is Shyamasundara, isn't it?" "Yes, it is Shyamasundara. This is how my mother calls me." Govardhan said, I'm interested. "Are you decorated every day like this with a crown and jewels? And it's so much wealth on you." This is nothing," said Krishna. "Today I woke up late and mother had to go fast in the decoration. On other days I'm much more nicer decorated." Said Govardhan. "What if theoretically I would steal some of your decorations?" "That wouldn't be very good for you," said Krishna. "I have 33,000 servants distributed in the universe. I just need to call one time Brahma, Shiva, they will all come and you are in trouble.
What?
Should I call them? Said Syamasundara. It's all right, it's all right. Don't call anyone, please. And also Mother Yashoda wouldn't like it. But I could give you something, said Krishna, if you give me something in return.
Oh, this boy is too much.
But then he remembered, he had asked the Pandit, what are his victims, his supposed victims, eating habits. He found, yes, said Govardhan, I have brought something. I have brought butter and mishi. Oh, how did you know? Said Syamasundara. This is my favorite eating thing. I like this most. I can give you much for this. Yes, said Govardhan. He got all it, got his bowl out, and there it was, the butter and the mishri. Here, take it and eat it. No, said Krishna. What's now wrong? You are such a fool. Of course you have put a strong sleeping poison in there. Then I will eat it, I will fall asleep, and then you will steal everything away from me. I'm a thief, I know these things. No, said Govardhan, I have not done this. Then you try first, said Krishna. Krishna had seen that Govardhan had gone for 3 days without any food. He had only chanted the holy name, Vrindavan Syamasundara, to not forget where he was going and whom he was supposed to meet. And he wanted his devotee to eat something, because Krishna is very merciful. So he took, Govardhan said, okay, then I will eat something. And he was just going to touch the butter with the mishri, but Krishna said, no, stop! You will take the parts of the butter and the sugar where there is no sleeping poison inside, because you prepared it. I will personally feed you. You understand? A thief will know this part, the left part, is with sleeping poison and the other is free. So Krishna took from left, from right, from middle and so on. And soon everything disappeared in the mouth of Govardhan, who was in fact very, very hungry after 3 days. Wait, Govardhan. Wait. No. Take. But what is left for you? Take. Finally, Krishna had fed him and said, we take simple, very simple food here. And he we are coward boys. No formalities here. Very good. Okay, said Govardhan. Can I now take the crown? No! But you said, after I had given you butter, I could get something. You would. I will give you, said Krishna, because if you touch with your finger my body is very soft, and then there will be an indent in the body. Rupa Goswami says in Nectar Devotion that even when a leaf falls on the soft skin of Lord Krishna, it leaves an imprint on the soft skin. Then Mother Yashoda will see it, and then you will be in trouble. I sometimes lose ornaments, and Mother Yashoda doesn't even notice it. You want to have the crown? I give you. Krishna, took the crown. It was a jewel, it was a crown made of pure gold with red rubies inside. Want to have my peacock feather? Oh, that's all right, sir. This is only a peacock feather. No, no, no. There are some golden strings attached to keep it at the hair knot. Here, take. Want my earrings? Krishna gave him his earrings. How? What is the shape of the earrings? Shark. Yes. You want my jewels? Krishna took the jewels. But as he was just handing the jewels, he was saying, no, I cannot give one garland. And he took one garland out. It was a garland of gunya berries, which Srimati Radharani had made for him. I have to keep this, private reasons. And he gave him the jewel. Do you want the pearl under my nose? In this moment, Govardhana remembered what the Pandit had told him about the pearl. Krishna has a pearl hanging under the nose, which is very beautiful because it shakes when Lord Krishna breathes in and out. And on the top of the pearl is some reddish reflection. It reflects from the inside of his nostril, so it shakes and is bathed in a reddish hue. And when the gopis see the shaking of this pearl, they turn mad with love. The yogis cannot even see the light from the toenails of Lord Krishna. Although they try to meditate about the lotus feet of the Lord, the gopis always look at the shaking pearl. And they get all the knowledge which the yogis don't have about the Lord. Govardhan remembered about this pearl, and it looked just so beautiful under Lord Krishna's nose. And he said, no, I do not want to disturb this beauty I cannot disturb. Don't be sentimental, said Syam Sundar. You are a thief. Remember your profession, your responsibilities, your ethics. You are a foolish little thief. Let me tell you about this pearl. It is a Gajendra Mani. Then Lord Hari, this is what Mother Yashoda told me, protected Gajendra from the attack of the crocodile. Gajendra, as a gesture of thankfulness, gave this pearl, which is produced in the brain of the elephant. I do not know if you know, the oyster under great pain produces a pearl inside its oyster flesh. So the much more valuable pearls are produced by elephants. Gajendra Mani. It was given to Lord Hari and then it came to me, said Mother Yashoda. It's so valuable. You must take this here for you. And in this way, Krishna gave Govardhan everything. Finally, he arrived at the ankle bells, which Lord Krishna uses when he dances, but he couldn't open the knot which Mother Yashoda had made. It was not possible because the knot was very tight. Why? Because Krishna would always dance so much and jump so much that the ankle bells would invariably lost in the forest of Vrindavan, and Mother Yashoda therefore took special care to make the knot extra strong. Krishna was sweating. Finally he took his lotus feet and said to Govardhan, here, you take it yourself. You are a thief. You are strong. I can't dissolve it, the knot. And Govardhan went started to work, and tears came, tears of ecstasy. Then his hand was gliding down, touching the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna. Kamaram began to breathe very heavily and cry tears of, "Don't be sentimental," said Krishna. Finally, Govardhan could break the knot and take it. And then he looked at the boy and said, "Beautiful boy, you are really a thief. You have stolen something which no one has stolen ever. My heart, I have only one desire. May I decorate you?" "I don't know," said Krishna. "Mother Yashoda will see. You are not so expert. Very groovy." No, please, I will give my best." Okay, said Krishna. Govardhan decorated first the feet, then he put the little bells around Lord Krishna's waist, all the jewels, the crown, but he couldn't put the crown very good because Krishna was always joking with him and looking in his eyes and smiling his bewitching smile. Finally, it was a little schräg. How do we say schräg? Schief, ne? Yes. Then Govardhan just fainted in ecstasy, having the full darshan of Syamasundara. And Lord Krishna left him there and went home to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda saw him one time. She looked again and said, "Something is different with you, Syamasundara. I didn't decorate you like this. Who decorated you? It's very beautiful." Said Syamasundara, it's a very dear devotee of me. Oh, I want to see him. Maybe he can help me in the morning to decorate you. He is very special. He is a little... he is a man of the forest, a man of bad behavior. You wouldn't like to see him. You please tomorrow morning decorate me. It's nothing. Krishna didn't want to say, but he was thinking of Govardhan the whole night. The morning he went back to Govardhan, they talked for many things. 7 days passed. Every day Govardhan and Syamasundara were talking, and more of Krishna's beauty and his qualities were revealed to Govardhan. Finally, Govardhan left his body. He felt too ecstatic, and he went back home to the eternal Vrindavan and became a great devotee. He's serving somewhere there. Krishna's mercy ki. Hare Krishna. This is the story, the full story, which Prabhupada was sometimes talking about. Prabhupada says about this, then he saw, oh, you are so nice boy, Krishna. So he began to flatter. Thought that flattering, I shall take all the jewels. Prabhupada laughs. So when he proposed his real business, so may I take some of your ornaments? You are so rich. No. You, my mother will be angry. I cannot. Laughter. Krishna as a child. So he became more and more eager for Krishna, and then by Krishna's association, he already had become purified. Then at last Krishna said, all right, you can take. Then he became a devotee immediately, because by Krishna's association. And then Prabhupada makes this point. a point which is relevant for all of us. So some way or other, we should come in contact with Krishna. Some way or other, then we all will be purified. Kamat bhayat dveshat. The first thing is how much eager you are to see Krishna. Krishna will respond. If you are actually eager to see Krishna, the reason may be different. Either you are lusty or to steal his ornament. Some way or other, you become attracted to Krishna. Then your business is successful. Rupa Goswami has advised that. He says in a poetry, it is on the matter of the gopis talking. Smerang bangi traya paricham sachivishtir nadrishtim vangsin yastarara kishalayam ujvalam chandrakena govindakyam haritanu mitakeshi tetopakante ma prakshishtastavaya disake pandu sange stiranga. The idea is that one gopi is advising another gopi. My dear friend, there is one boy. His name is Govinda. He is standing on the bank of Yamuna near the Keshi Ghat. And he is playing on his flute. And he is so beautiful that especially during full moon night, please do not go there. Why? Now, because if you have got intention to enjoy in this material world with your family members, wife, children, husband, please do not go there. If you think you will enjoy more your life in this material world, then you do not go there. You do not go there. Of course, when we hear so much, you do not go there, we want to go there. This is the idea. By talking negatively about Krishna, how attractive he is, that one loses all other thought, Rupa Goswami is praising Krishna, so that one wishes to go there. Hare Krishna, this was the amazing story of the thief who became a devotee. I was telling the story to you with a hind thought. My hind thought was to encourage you today. This process of Krishna consciousness is very easy provided you allow yourself to become attracted. Don't step into the way of your heart, which wants to find the most beautiful, the most caring personality, the supreme personality of Godhead. We have reached a natural conclusion. Thank you all very much. Thank you also very much for having me again for this wonderful summer camp. It is intense for every preacher. But it is also very nice. And I wish to give you a tip in passing. Please, when you leave the summer camp, think a little bit if there was anything in the summer camp or during the summer camp which touched your heart, which made you maybe a little bit more eager. And then follow scrupulously this path of your eagerness, which will bring you one day to Krishna, like the thief. I'm not able to answer any questions now. I also want to request all of you to kindly let me go peacefully in the car and drive off, because we are now getting in the hurried time zone where we need to catch a flight. Thank you very, very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gonitai ki jai. Sisi Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.